Lord is in his holy temple, that all the earth keeps silence before him as we worship him in the beauty of holiness in this hour. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness doth he judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and upon his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed in a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, pure and white. And he judgeth and treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And upon his vesture and upon his thigh he had a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. And what a wonderful day it is to know him. And if you don't, we pray that you will before you leave. Before I pray, let me mention a couple of names. On the Friday, we laid to rest one of my dear friends, George Crittenden. George and I were friends for more than 60 years. And he is with the Lord. And by the way, we'll all soon be there. And then Dr. Charles Stanley, known not only in Atlanta, Georgia, but across America and around the world, preaching the gospel for more than 50 years at the First Baptist Church in Atlanta, and in 127 languages, he reached the world with the gospel. He and I were friends from grade school through junior high and senior high and beyond. So I miss him greatly, and I know that many of you do as well. Let's pray for these families as we join together in prayer. Our Father, we are grateful today that we know that you're still on the throne. You still take care of your own. We know that we will miss these men of God who have gone to their final resting place. And we know it'll not be long when we'll all be there together, never to part again. We ask for this service today, for those that have come in with hearts that are heavy, those that have come in without a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord and Master in their lives. May they turn by faith to him today. We pray that you would bless the music, setting the stage for the preaching of the gospel. Bless our pastor as he opens the book of life and gives us a message from thee. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name for his sake and with thanksgiving. Amen.